All right, everyone. This is Olivia, the hostess with the mostest. And how was everyone's weekend this weekend? All right. Well, hopefully everyone had a wonderful weekend. I can see that the weather is definitely changing. I was out and about today. It wasn't too cold, but you can tell that you basically would need like a little sweater on or something like that. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. You know, my favorite part of the day is when I get up and I look at Twitter. And today, basically, what the uproar was, it was actually #FixTwoK20. Well, y'all, the gamers are upset today. Apparently, there is a glitch in the game 2K20, and the gamers are demanding that this be corrected as soon as possible. Well, let's get right into it. A little bit as far as about the NBA 2K20. It's actually as far as a basketball game. And the latest in the annual basketball franchise from the publisher 2K came out last week, and it's already getting a review bomb by users on Steam and also Metacritic. That makes it the third year in a row that the series' latest entry has received overwhelmingly negative user scores, with NBA 2K17 being the last release to get even a marginal rating. Now, what's happening is, and mind you, this is coming from the source of Screen Rant that I'm getting this information. Currently, it is saying that examples of a review bombing in games can be found going back to the early 2010s, but the phenomenon seemed to be really a takeoff starting around 2015, which introduced paid mods into the Elder Scrolls versus the Skyrim. What happened was angry players responded by plastering the game with negative scores. Since then, increasing numbers of players have begun to see reviews bombing as a valid tactic. Bombarding games for any number of reasons, from leaving players feeling shortchanged by going on sale shortly after release or becoming free to play, to simply launching as platform exclusives. Recently, PC games signing time exclusively deals with Epic has led to mobs of outraged players. So I think what was going on this morning was something regarding of this. The gamers were just very upset about this. They were just throwing it out there. You know, basically, can you get this fixed? It's not fair. You know, they're getting error messages and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm hoping as far as that for the NBA 2K20, for that specific game, I hope that it gets fixed soon for the gamers, because, you know, when the gamers band together, you know, it's going to be a problem, because the gamers, I mean, you're talking about loyalty. They stick together. They're gamers, and trust and believe, they will take it there. When it comes to their games, when it comes to them playing, they're very, very anal when it comes to their games. So I really hope that the glitch that's going on is fixed, you know, so the gamers can go ahead and play their game, you know. So moving on from that, we do have our main topic. Let's talk about it, y'all. Now, for me, y'all may not know, but I am very much into UFOs. I'm into paranormal, you know, different things, spirits, ghosts, and things like that. October is coming, and, you know, basically the whole month of October, I'm going to be doing a lot of my podcast, you know, basically on paranormal things, UFOs. We're going to talk, you know, some talks about Area 51. So just get ready for it. So for the month of October, it's going to be UFO talk, paranormal talk. You know, it's the month of Halloween, so we're just going to go forth with that. I mean, just to tell you, just be ready. When I say that I'm really into the paranormal, trust and believe, when I say that I got all my ghost hunting equipment sitting alongside me in my little suitcase, trust and believe I do. Trust and believe it. I have some stories for you guys. Trust me, when October comes in, get ready. Now, what we're going to be talking about today, which is my main topic, is do you believe in UFOs? And for you guys who do not know what UFO means, it's unidentified flying object. So guys, let's talk about it. Let's jump right in. So how many of you guys believe in UFOs? Now, for me, it's been something ever since I've been in my teen years. I've always been a UFO fanatic, always with, you know, Area 51. I love my favorite talk show is Coast to Coast. Art Bell passed away. You know, he was basically the creator of Coast to Coast. He passed away, and it really took a toll on everyone. Art was the guy who started it. Well, George has taken over now, but Art Bell was the guy who started it. And he started Coast to Coast, and I don't think that he thought that he would get such the outpour that he got of how many people are into UFOs and paranormal and ghosts and things of that nature. And it's millions of people who are into it. So the show really took off. But we'll talk about that another time. That's for October talk. So let's get into about, are you believers of UFOs? Well, we have a lot of mixed opinions about UFOs. For me, I'm a true believer. I truly believe that they are UFOs. You know, as a little girl, I would be basically lying in bed and I would have like my window was like right over top of my head where I would look up in the nighttime and you could actually at nighttime, like I would always call down in the country where I live, Plain Row. And what I mean about that is I could actually literally see the planes in the nighttime, but and it was just like always planes, jets, and what have you. You could see like the lights going by, and I would just sit there and just look, you know, at the different as far as planes, and you could see them by the lights. And sometimes they were flying, you know, pretty low. Now, mind you, in the midst of things, with looking at the planes, I would always see very fast objects moving. And when I say fast, I mean zooming. Like, and this is nighttime, and you could, as I'm looking up, you could see the lights as far as, and you can see when something is moving very fast and very quickly. So when I was young, this is what was going on, and this is what I saw. So I was very much so into UFOs from that point. Now, as I got older, I started to investigate. I wanted to know more about UFOs. I started getting into Area 51 and things of that nature. So the thing about this, are UFOs, are they real or are they not real? In my opinion, I believe they are very much so real. We have some reports here from space. And I'm just going to read, you know, some quotes that I have here. UFOs refer to anything, a flying object an observer cannot readily identify. And pilots with the U.S. Navy saw fast-moving UFOs repeatedly off the East Coast throughout 2014 to 2015. In one case, apparently nearly colliding with one of the mysterious objects, the New York Times reported earlier this week. Now, mind you, this was earlier this week of May 31st of 2019. So this is like an old article. But just to let you guys know, you have a lot of time where a lot of UFO activity, it's always around the bases, meaning the Air Force bases, the Army bases, and things like that. It's always a lot of activity. Also, we have, and you know, we can get into it about the ocean UFOs and things like that, because we do have the ones that are that love to like float around the water in the ocean as well. We'll get into that October as well. When you have sightings on the military bases and Army bases and U.S. naval bases and things like that, it's because with the Army, the Navy, they're always flying as far as in their different jets and their different planes, and they're flying either in the nighttime or even during the day. Now, mind you, when it's always usually when they're out and about flying that the UFOs are usually spotted. And each and every time they say the same thing, the speed of how fast that the UFOs are. And the thing is, you have to think about intelligence that's like, oh my, I can't even explain. Like, we're talking about like maybe years and years and years and years and years ahead of our time. So their intelligence is way ahead of us. So if you think about that, you can understand when they have built something, they are way, you know, past our time and have more intelligence. So that means that they are building aircrafts that are much faster and things of that nature. Now, mind you, I'm just still reading from the article. Those incidents were reported to the Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, which is called AATIP, whose existence the Times and the Politico revealed on December 2017. That the story cited Pentagon officials as saying that the AATIP had been shut down in 2012. Now, mind you, we always say that the government is always hiding things from us. And you know the saying where, you know, you can't handle the truth. You know, so if it was told to us, the government feels as though we couldn't handle it, so they'd rather hide it from us. You know, and I've always felt that way. It's a conspiracy. Trust and believe. It's a conspiracy. I think that the government, they, you know, and like I said, Area 51, when we get into talking about what the government has been hiding from us and things of that nature, that's October talk. So I'm going to just leave it there. But what I'm saying is, and we're going to go deep into that and what my beliefs are about it. So, mainly as far as when we have a lot of skeptics out there who are basically they're non-believers of UFOs. We have the New York Times published two stories that read almost like science fiction. For at least 5 years, the Defense Department housed $22 million programs to investigate UFOs. Military pilots had sent in reports of objects they observed that moved in unfamiliar ways. The mission of Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Programs, as it's called, was to investigate those claims to see if there was truly something otherworldly behind those sightings. Now, mind you, it's unclear just how many reports the pilots had filed to the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, but people who have come forward about the program have made it clear that there would and there have been a lot more reports filed if it hadn't been for one thing, stigma. The sightings were not often reported up the military's chain of command. Mind you, former Senator Harry Reid said, quote unquote, because service members were afraid they would be laughed at or stigmatized, one Times piece reads. What that means is that you had some military personnel who actually were afraid to report the sightings when they were actually up and flying. you know, when they were up in their jets, their aircrafts flying, their planes flying, they would see the UFOs, but some were afraid to report it, you know, just feeling that people wouldn't believe them, they would be laughed at, you know, things of that nature. So a lot of reports weren't even reported because of that. Now, isn't that something? You know, so you have situations where the pilots are afraid to report what they're seeing because of the fact they're afraid of being laughed at and being stigmatized, which I think is very unfair. Now, the thing about the situation is that all the way back to the movie, and we're getting ready to get into some movies right now. We can go E.T. We can also go one of my favorites. It'll come to me later on. But let's go to E.T. right now. When E.T. first came out, and it was lines that were wrapped around the movie theaters, I was able to see it. You had people that went, we went to go see it. We cried. It was sad. You know, E.T. go home. You take the finger, touching the screen. E.T. touching the screen. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, it, come on. Come on. I mean, you have to, this is where it all started, where a lot of people really started going and getting in deep about the UFOs, about the aliens, about, you know, things of that nature. So my thing about it is, how many of you believe in UFOs? Do you believe in extraterrestrials such as ET? Do you believe in aliens? I mean, I always tell you every night, guys, you know, just contact me, you know, leave a voice in my voice message. Just give me your opinions and just let me know. For me, this is something that all my life that I have been into ever since I was a teenager. UFOs, all my life, I have been into that. Area 51, all my life, I have been into that. I am one of those people who I truly believe that the government is hiding stuff, you know, when it comes to Area 51. And, you know, September, this is actually the month, you know, that where everyone was supposed to swarm Area 51. And I believe the date was it September the 21st? Don't quote me on that. But I think it was somewhere around that time this month that it was supposed to be millions of people who were supposed to be swarming Area 51. And word to the wise, anyone who's listening, anyone who wants to participate in that, please don't do it. Please don't do it. One thing you don't want to do is mess around with Area 51. You do not want to go near Area 51. Matter of fact, they're not going to let you get within 2 miles of Area 51. Once the MPs get done turning you around, I would suggest that you never try to go to Area 51 again. The MPs will not play with you. And matter of fact, they put a warning out. For anyone who thinks that they're going to bombard Area 51, please think again, because trust and believe, they will defend it with all means necessary. So if any of you guys are trying to participate in swarming Area 51 this month, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not going to be a good situation. That's all I can say. MPs, don't play. Don't try it. Don't do it. Don't try to get near it. You will be stopped, and you will be stopped with force. You might get one warning if they give you that, but don't play with the MPs. Don't do it. Not with Area 51. Y'all don't want to do that. Most definitely you don't. And guys, thank you so much for listening to the main topic tonight. Please do, like I said, you know, hit me up on my voicemail. Let's talk about it. The next thing we're going to move into is the quick recipes for today. And I have one for you guys. It is the Skinny Bell Pepper Nacho Boats. And they look yummy. They sure do. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, currently, we're going to go ahead and start with the ingredients. Now, mind you, the preparation time is 15 minutes. The cook time is 10 minutes. The total time altogether is 25 minutes for this meal. Very yummy looking meal. I'm looking at it. It looks very, very yummy. So currently you would need 1 pound of lean ground turkey. And yes, I said turkey. Now, if you choose to do this with hamburger, more power to you, but we're trying to go healthy. Not to say hamburger's not healthy, but turkey, ground turkey is much more healthier. And you really can't tell the difference. Once you season it up, it is fabulous. You want to do the 1 pound of lean ground turkey, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher or sea salt, 3/4 cup of salsa, no sugar added, 1 cup of grated cheese, reduced fat, and 3 bell peppers. What you want to do is you want to remove the seeds, the core, the membrane from the bell peppers, then slice each one into 6 vertical pieces where they dip down. Set sliced peppers aside. You want to cook the ground turkey over medium-high heat, breaking up as it cooks. Cook until the turkey loses its pink color and is cooked thoroughly and through. Drain off any fat. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Combine the cooked turkey with the spices and the salsa. Evenly distribute mixture into the bell pepper boats. Top them with cheese. Now, what you want to do after that is you want to bake on parchment-lined baking sheets for 10 minutes or until the cheese is melted and the peppers are hot. Optional ingredients, you can use sliced jalapeno peppers, diced avocado, fat Greek yogurt, or sour cream or sliced green peppers. Now, if you prefer much softer bell peppers, add a few tablespoons of water to the top of the large casserole dish. Add filled nachos, cover tightly with foil, and bake 15 minutes. It is a very, very, very easy, very quick recipe, and I think you will love it. Now, I would say you can use it as far as like if you're having maybe Super Bowl parties. If you want to do it for that, it's more of that type of dish. Now, the next thing we're going to move on to, ladies and gentlemen, is celebrity gossip. And do I have something for you? Sarah Palin's husband files for divorce. Now, we all know who Sarah Palin is. Yes, she's from Alaska, and she's always had a lot to say. Now, you know, what they say is, you know, she's very attractive, but they're trying to say she's dense, you know. Now, why they call her dense or, you know, I don't know why, but that's what they say. Now, mind you, Sarah Palin's husband is pulling the plug on their marriage. This is from TMZ, y'all. So, you know, TMZ has all the news. Now, he has filed for divorce after more than 30 years together. Now, mind you, Todd Palin filed the docs last Friday in Alaska Superior Court, where he asked the judge to dissolve his marriage due to incompatibility and also temperament between the parties, such that they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife. Woo! Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that? Now, that's a mouthful to essentially stay. Now, mind you, Todd's filing asked for joint legal custody of their only remaining minor child, their son Trigg, who is 11 years old. The couple has 4 other children together, which, as you know, those children are older, grown up, and, you know, they're on about their way and out of the house. Now, mind you, the property and shared assets, however, will have to be divided up down the road, according to Todd's documents. Now, One thing about Sarah, who was elected governor of Alaska for 3 years in 2006, and a one-time VP hopeful, which, you know, she did go for vice president, along John McCain, was reportedly worth about $12 million. That's on top of whatever Todd's worth is. Now, currently, the information we have is that they did tie the knot in 1988. So it is 2019. So, you know, they've been married for quite a long time. So, you know, well, what I can say is shit happens, you know. I was married myself for 9 years, got divorced. So, you know, things happen. People grow apart. You know, this is everyday things between husband and wives. They split up, they get married, they get divorced. I mean, that's the day and age that we're living in. And they keep it moving. And then they marry again. That's just what it is out here. So, you know, I'm really not surprised. I mean, that they are splitting up. This is something that is really not surprising or shocking to me. You know, you just have to look at look at how the world is. They're no different than any other normal couple, normal married couple. Some couples make it, some couples don't. And it ends up in divorce. So, you know, more power to them. I hope, you know, both of them, you know, they survive their divorce. You know, I hope that they do come to terms over the custody of their son, Trigg, who is 11. I hope that he's not stuck in the middle between his mother and father. I hope that, you know, everything all well works out with that, because your children end up hurting. Your children end up hurting. When it's divorce and you're going through a divorce, it really affects the child. Trust me on that. I know that from experience. It affects the child. When the child is used to two parents being together 24 hours a day and is used to daddy being there and mommy being there, when that split happens, it will emotionally and mentally mess up your child. Trust and believe that it will hurt them to the fullest. So I just hope it all works out for them. When it comes to that, they are two grown people. They will be okay. But it's about really the child. That's the most important thing, and what's best for him. You know, what's best for him. That's the only thing that really matters. So I hope they all work it out the best they can. And guys, that is the end of my podcast tonight. I do want to thank you for listening. You know my motto, let's talk about it. I am the hostess with the mostest, Olivia. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night, guys. Please do hit me up. Leave me a voicemail. Talk to me. You know, tell me how you think my podcast show is. If you have any questions, if you have any shows that you would like to talk about or like me to do, please do contact me at the end of my show, guys. And have a good night. And I'm gone.